Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the January 4th, 2026 service at Plymouth, the second Sunday in Christmas. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
Grace to you and peace in this new year.
We will bless God who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
In Christ we have obtained an inheritance.
We have been redeemed as God's own people. Praise be to God.
Next is the hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Next is the hymn, Spirit Song.
Hear the word of God from Psalm 147. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He grants peace within your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down hail like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Morning Has Broken, verses 1 and 3.
Our Gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of humankind, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace, full of truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, yet grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is only the Son, God himself, God, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. It is a new year, and in this new year, my first sermon of January 2026 is entitled, Passing on the Word That Has Carried Us Thus Far. Our passage from the Psalms begins with, "Extol the Lord your God, O Jerusalem." Extol, what does that mean? It's a word we don't use very often. Extol, tell about, shout about, spread the news, speak about it. Psalm 147 is a song of gratitude shaped by memory. It names what God has done over time. Strengthening gates, blessing children, filling the community with daily bread, sending a word that runs swiftly, all of those things. This is not the praise of people who are new to faith. It is the praise of people who have seen a lot of things, who know that stability, peace, belonging are gifts received, not guarantees secured. As we turn to John's gospel, John takes that long memory and draws it into clear focus. The Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word that carried God's people through centuries did not stay fixed in one form only. It moved. It changed location. It even took on human life. And when it was misunderstood or resisted, it did not disappear. And that matters for us, because we are living in a season where change is unavoidable. Legacy is often misunderstood as preserving things exactly as they were. But Psalm 147 doesn't praise God for freezing time and staying the same. It praises God for faithfulness across change, over the years, through history. The gates were rebuilt. The people returned to their homes. Life itself took on new shape. And yet the same Word sustained them through it all, faithfully. For many of us, the Word was passed on to us in ways that now feel almost ordinary. The Word has come to us for showing up at worship week after week, learning the Lord's Prayer by heart, hearing Scripture read aloud, read long before we could even read it ourselves. These practices, these things have shaped us more deeply than we realize. They've carried us through the seasons we could not have imagined when we first learned them. Do you have a favorite verse? Do you have a favorite chapter? Do you have a favorite book that you turn to in Old or New Testament, our Bible? Those words have carried us forward. So now the question before us is not, how do we keep everything the same? The question is, how do we pass on what truly matters? For instance, why do we have a lighted tree still in our sanctuary? Why do our slides contain candles that are lit, just like we light during the weeks of Advent? That season of preparation. It is because we are still in the season of Christmas. Many in our culture, many in our town do not know this unless we tell them why we leave our Christmas decorations up until what date?
Epiphany.
January 6th, Epiphany. That's right. And Epiphany means, wow, okay, silence. I'm sending you home with some homework. Yes? Find out what Epiphany means. And next Sunday we'll review. How do we pass on what truly matters? We prepare for Christmas with the season of Advent, those four Sundays. And then when Christmas comes, we celebrate Christmas for the next 12 days. Our culture does not. Our neighbors do not, and my hunch is that they do not know. They know what our stores tell them, that shopping starts just after July 4th for Christmas, and then you decorate for Christmas somewhere in, I would say just after Halloween, and let it ride right to Christmas itself, and then by Christmas afternoon, your trees are out on the sidewalk, and Christmas is over after you've cleaned up the boxes and the Christmas wrap and all of that. But Christmas Day is the beginning of Christmas season. How do we pass on what truly matters? Passing on the Word may mean telling younger generations why certain things are important to us. not so that they copy us exactly, but so that they will understand that our behavior is based on our faith that's underneath it. It may mean saying, this hymn, this music that we sing in church, it carried me through when I was grieving. It may mean, this church taught me how to forgive. It may mean, this community. This community showed up when I had nothing left to offer. It may also mean accepting that the word will be heard differently than we heard it. John reminds us in the Gospel of John that even when Christ came in the flesh, not everyone recognized him. Change does not mean failure. It means that the word is still alive, still moving, still seeking a home among real people. So sometimes, passing on the word means stepping back with trust. We step back trusting that the grace that we received is strong enough to meet new questions. Trusting that God is not finished with the church itself. It too must change. And I know what you're thinking. How many Presbyterians does it take to change a light bulb? Form a committee, I heard. Yes, that's very true indeed. And study the matter and then come up with a question, change? We are slow to change. We sometimes fear change. We resist change. But trusting in God that God has not finished with the church yet. Trusting that the word that became flesh does not depend on our preferences to remain present. From God's faithfulness, we have all received grace upon grace. It is not a limited supply. It is a living gift. So we praise God, not only for where we have been, but for the faithfulness that will continue beyond us. We pass on the word not because we fear losing it, but because it has already carried us safely this far. And we trust it will carry others as well. And so we pass it on. And as the psalmist says in Psalm 147, praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, for the word still dwells among us. And the story, God's story, is not over. It is not over. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Morning Has Broken, verses 1 and 3. Next is the hymn, We Have a Story to Tell the Nation, verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Spirit, and lead you forth into the incarnation of your own life.